Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Certainly has the potential to be one of these once-in-a-generation storms. It's impacting about 80 million people from the Carolinas all the way up into the Northeast.
Dennis Felchin, spokesman for the National Hurricane Center, once-in-a-generation for the wide swath of area, number of people affected. Here's a quick list of cancellations. The Dave Matthews concert on Governor's Island, canceled. Met Opera free screenings, canceled. The Bronx Half Marathon, canceled. The construction work around the city, canceled. Brooklyn Flea Market, the Great Irish Fair, the 6th Avenue Arts Market, all canceled. And no doubt the list will keep growing of events around the New York area that are being called off this weekend as Hurricane Irene heads our way. But at the moment, those are mere inconveniences. What are you canceling this weekend that you are going to do? Give us a call. We'll take some of those. Anybody canceling or postponing your wedding? Another chance for your betrothed to get cold feet? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. But while those calls are coming in for maybe a little bit of fun, the effect of the storm is already real. Evacuations in New Jersey are underway, and with us is Scott Kronick, city editor for the Press of Atlantic City, where an evacuation order has been issued. Scott, thanks a lot for coming on WNYC.
Oh, you're welcome.
How widespread an area at this point, and for whom is it mandatory?
It is mandatory for all of Cape May County, which may be the first time that the entire county down here has been evacuated, as well as everything east of Route 9 in Atlantic County. So that includes Atlantic City, all the downbeat areas, which is like Margate, Ventnor, Longport, Brigantine, all those, you know, all those barrier islands, but as well as mainland communities such as parts of Pleasantville and Summers Point, Northfield, Linwood, and that area. So a large population base has to get out of here or find shelter a little more inland. Also, Ocean County, which, you know, includes Long Beach Island, they have not said anything's mandatory yet, but that's expected soon. And Cumberland County, nothing is mandatory there, but they're could be in a lot of trouble there because they just got walloped by some heavy rains about 2 weeks ago that caused major damage there. So, you know, they're watching the rivers and the dams and things like that as well.
I see that a shelter opened at 8 o'clock this morning at the St. Augustine School on Cedar Avenue in Richland. They mentioned,
right,
by the way, that pets must be in crates. So if you're taking advantage of that shelter, sorry to say, but be prepared. Pets must be in crates. Another emergency shelter will be available starting this afternoon at the Southern Regional High School in Manahawkin. But are there enough shelter spots for all these people? If we're talking about evacuating all of Atlantic City and everything else that you just mentioned,
right,
how well prepared is the state to accept those people elsewhere?
Well, they're really pushing everyone as much as possible to not stay in shelters. They're telling people to, you know, so I think they know they're going to be overwhelmed. I think they're trying to say, if you have family, go family. If you can drive to Pennsylvania and find a hotel somewhere there, go do that today. Drive wherever you got to drive, because A, you don't want to stay in a shelter for, you know, for obvious reasons. I don't think anyone wants to stay there.
Right.
But B, they might, you know, there might not be any room at the inn, you know. So they're really, I mean, especially when you're doing an entire county. Now, something else that your listeners might be interested in is that as of 2 p.m., no one will be able to gain access to any of the barrier islands. The police are barricading the expressway, Route 30 and Route 40, which is the Black and White Horse Pike, and any other ways to get into any bridges and stuff to get to those barrier islands. Now, people that are there will be able to get off, but anybody that's trying to get on will not be allowed.
And I see that all lanes will be westward only on 47 and 347 in Cape May County and probably others.
I think that's later today. I believe
I have that as of 6 p.m.
6 p.m., right. Exactly.
So that's important to mention. Are people happy about, are people unhappy about this? I mean, obviously they're unhappy about the situation, but do people think that the governor or anyone else is overreacting for political purposes?
No, I don't think we're getting that at all. In Atlantic City, they have, you know, buses set up for shuttles to get people out that don't. You know, a lot of people don't have cars in the city. And, you know, anybody that we're talking to seems to be okay with it. You know, we're talking to Gamble. By the way, all the casinos are closing. Resorts is already closed. Harrah's casinos, which is also Caesars, Bally's, and Showboat, they're all closed at 4 o'clock, and all of them are expected to be closed by 8 o'clock. So even gamblers that we're talking to are saying, no, you know what, I want to get out of here. You know, I think they, you know, people we're talking from North Jersey that are gambling down here the last couple of days are saying, we're ready to get out of here. So I think people, you know, what can you do? It's nature, and I think that they would rather the government be a little overprotective than underprotective.
Yeah, and the casinos are in Atlantic City are closed, so the only person making it rain will be Irene.
That is correct.
Not the gamblers for once.
No.
All right, we will leave it there with Scott Cronick from the Press of Atlantic City. Good luck.
And if you need other updates, I'm here.
Thank you for telling us. I'm sure we'll call. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And we'll take these calls that are coming in from those of you canceling plans, and we'll do that for our last couple of minutes to have a little fun, and we'll, you know, run through some of those. But we do not want to lose sight of how serious this is. You hear how seriously people are taking it along the Jersey Shore already, and New York City is next. Remember, they're talking about possibly shutting down the entire MTA. That would include buses, subways, Long Island Railroad, Metro North, depending on conditions that the mayor and the head of the MTA will ascertain early tomorrow morning, possibly evacuating low-lying areas, specifically Coney Island, the Rockaways, and Battery Park City, those three. On our WNYC website, we have an urban survival kit. Get your hurricane preparedness pack ready, it says. And seriously, just in case the electricity is going to go out where you are, or there are other reasons that you're not going to be able to go about your normal business, have enough water, have enough food, non-perishable food, have extra batteries for radios and flashlights, have cash. If ATM machines go out, you're going to want to have cash. A first aid kit and any medication, personal hygiene items and towelettes, baby supplies, extra sets of keys, house keys and car keys, maybe a whistle for the most dire emergency where you need to signal for help loudly. And you can post what you would include in your hurricane emergency kit on the Urban Survival Kit page at WNYC.org. Of course, WNYC will be updating you on this throughout the day. Governor Christie is going to make a statement shortly. Mayor Bloomberg is going to speak in the 1 o'clock hour. And today and all through the weekend, we will be telling you everything that you need to know. But how are you changing your plans? Mike in Berkeley Heights, how are you changing your plans for the weekend?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm in a bit of a rush. I actually am supposed to have my sister-in-law's wedding tomorrow night up in Pennsylvania in a tent. I was at work this morning. I got a call from my mother-in-law who says the wedding is tonight. Get in the car and come up.
And it's under a solid roof now instead of a tent,
yes, well,
right?
Well, it's actually, I think they're going to do it outdoors tonight, uh-huh. And so everyone can get up there tonight and get out of there reasonable time tomorrow.
All right. Well, congratulations to everybody. Thanks for checking in.
Take care.
Hopefully all the maids of honor and everybody will make it on, you know, shorter notice. Rachel in Croton-on-Hudson, you're on WNYC. Hi, how are you changing your plans?
Oh, hi, Brian. Well, we were going to participate in a flea market, and we're canceling those plans, and we're actually getting out of town. We're going up to Montreal for a funeral of my husband's aunt, who we weren't going to go to because she was 95, and, well, you know, she had a good life and everything, but we're taking the opportunity to get out of town.
Thanks.
So, we're having a brave friend stay here. It floods all the time with rains right on our property and next door. So,
and is a friend staying there to escape something worse?
Maybe. He lives in a very small stone house on his parents' woody property, and I don't know. I guess our living room is better for him.
Good luck to all of you. Christian in Queens, how are you changing your plans, Christian?
Well, we were actually currently in the middle of a week-long family reunion with grandparents and cousins.
Where?
And we had the whole rest of the week planned out, but then when the evacuation notice came on, we had to cancel everything and pretty much take everything in, put away all the patio furniture, bolt up the doors and the windows, and then just immediately leave the morning after.
Where was your family reunion?
Cape May Point, the very, very tip of New Jersey.
Oh, well, of all times to be on Cape May Point. Well, you'll never forget your family reunion.
Yeah, I mean, we had all the rest of the earlier part of the week, so honestly, we can't really complain that much.
You can all go to a shelter together and feel family togetherness
there.
Billy in Brooklyn Heights, you're on WNYC. How are you changing your plans? Hi, Billy.
I was supposed to run the Bronx Half Marathon this weekend, but it was canceled. And this would have been my 20th half marathon, so I was really looking forward to it.
Thank you for your call. 20th half marathon, that's 10 marathons.
Yeah, that's true. I was hoping I would set a new personal record with the hurricane winds at my back, too.
If that was the direction of the course, thank you for your call. Let's see. Let's close with Mayor Bloomberg admonishing people who live in Coney Island, the Rockaways, or Battery Park City what to do today, even with the possibility of what's coming in.
If you can do it on Friday and stay with some friends, have a good time. You can have a nice dinner Friday night. It is a lot less for us to worry about on Sunday.
All right, everybody. Who's sleeping on your couch this weekend? Open your home if people need it. We will continue to cover hurricane prep and the hurricane itself all this weekend on WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm Brian Lehrer. Have a good weekend.